This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm John Idstey. Coming up, a tour with famous Fat Dave, but first, Defense Secretary Robert Gates kicked off a round-the-world trip today in Singapore with a speech to a conference of Asian defense leaders. Some Asian officials believe U.S. commitments in Iraq and Afghanistan will mean a reduced U.S. security interest in the rest of Asia. In fact, the Pentagon plans to cut down the number of troops permanently based in the Far East. NPR's defense correspondent Guy Raz is traveling with Secretary Gates. He sent us this report.
China is an Asian power. So is India, perhaps Indonesia. But America? That's the message Secretary Gates wants Asian leaders to hear.
We are an Asian power with significant and long-term political, economic, and security interests. Our commitments elsewhere notwithstanding, we will fulfill our commitments in Asia.
Apparently, in the intellectual salons of Asia, there's a lot of talk about how America is neglecting the continent. So Gates came armed with a number of examples to show otherwise.
From its inception as a young republic, the United States has been a Pacific nation.
Now, historians may quibble with that line. California and most Western states didn't become part of America until around 1850. Nevertheless, there are pretty good arguments to suggest that today America is a Pacific nation, and that has a lot to do with economic codependency. And then there's the white elephant in the room, U.S.-China relations. Last week, the Pentagon released its annual report on China's growing military power. The Chinese hate the report, particularly this one, because it accuses Beijing of hiding large chunks of its military spending.
We are concerned about the opaqueness of Beijing's military spending and modernization programs.
This was about as far as Gates went in criticizing China. He wants good relations. But it still rankled the top Chinese representative at the conference, Lieutenant General Zhang Qinsheng. He called Washington's report inaccurate and untrue. But there's enough concern in the U.S. over China's ultimate military objectives that Washington and Beijing will soon set up a military hotline, similar to the one established with Moscow at the height of the Cold War. Guy Raz, NPR News, Singapore.